This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is the Will-O-The-Wisp.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Where'd you get that "the" from? They're just called Will-O-Wisp,
Will,
my friend.
Will-O-Wisp. Maybe, and I'm thinking about this, Will-O-Wisps were common enemies in the Eastern Common Lands in, the Eastern Common Lands in EverQuest. And they specifically spelled them Will-O-The-Wisp.
Interesting.
No, you go out, they were high level for the area, but if you could take them down, they oftentimes had precious gems that they dropped, and mm-hmm. those were good ways to make some early game scratch if you started in Freeport.
Cool. Tell me all your thoughts on EverQuest, because I really want to hear them.
I mean, we already covered this on WoF. Like we did the anniversary episode, and we talked about the little throwback server that they had.
That's 100% true. But I think that we'd all like to hear it again.
in this 5-minute episode about angry balls of light.
Yeah, these balls of lights are too good. I was just making a joke about. I'm just teasing you about your EverQuest propensities.
I thanked you when you gave it to me, but that book of like the making of EverQuest and like the mm-hmm. lore behind the scenes stuff is really cool that you gave me earlier this year.
Just because I'm not in, I know that you're. It's important. It's like how it's like when you're growing up and one of your friends has a girlfriend who you like don't like.
Uh-huh.
It's happened to me a couple times. For the most part, I've been very lucky with that, but like sometimes that happen. Mm-hmm. And then like you eventually come to that thing where it's like, you know what, I like them because my friend likes them.
Yeah. I'm
like my opinion on EverQuest, it's like it's not for me, but you know what, it's very important to my partner.
Yep.
So it's very important to me as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Live and let live.
Yeah, live and let wisp. Will and let wisp.
Will
so. These guys, these are classics.
Yeah, I love these things.
Yeah, and they're real. Like, they're swamp gas.
Swamp gas. St. Elmo's fire burning inside me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A lot of members. These guys are little mimics. I scanned this. I read this and then scanned it. But, like, because I'm millennial plus or whatever, it's very hard for me to give my full attention to anything.
Right.
Is there anything in the body of this that you noticed that explains why people want to go check out a globe? there's a small moon, I should walk towards it?
I mean,
other than just that, like, spheres are cool and orb appeal.
It might be a friend. You say why people want to go check out a globe. I keep a globe on my desk at work, and people are always walking up to that thing and spinning it around.
I like orbs, I like globes and stuff. But if I was in a swamp and just saw a light, like, these guys' entire ecology is based on people wanting to follow them because they're like a round light. It just doesn't seem like it does quite enough work.
I mean, like, so if you're in that situation, light equals people. But if I'm in a swamp, I'm not really, you know, here's how I can see this actually making sense. Okay.
Okay.
You are a group of people traveling through the Swamp of No Hope. That is another zone from EverQuest. It's on Kunark.
Yeah.
It was the first expansion. You know, so you're wandering through the Swamp of No Hope, and like one of your guys gets separated. Okay. You know, a little bit of time passes, and he's like, "Oh my gosh, all this bog gas is around here." And then, off in the distance, he sees, "Oh, there's a lantern. Here's my party." Turns out, no, it's not your party. This is a Will-O-The-Wisp who has lured you into some quicksand. Like that, I could see is the actual. Like, it's not just that people are like cats and children, and they're going after shiny lights and jangling things. You know,
it just feels like if your entire that's a real edge case to base your entire diet on. Like, if you had to, like, every single time you wanted to get that cheeseburger from that one abject suffering, like, you had to hang out with a bunch of people, get lost in the dark, and then, you know, or have a group of cheeseburger havers get lost in the dark, and you had to lure them over with, like, a set of keys, you know?
What kind of scoundrel, like, do you think I am where I would not, like, where I would jack someone's burg?
You'd pocket Berg. I don't know. Like I'm just as a hypothetical.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
You know, it just seems like these guys don't eat unless they have that very specific situation.
Yeah. I think that they are resting their hopes, resting their entire ecology on the fact that humanity and humanoids are gregarious by nature.
Yeah. They just want to come say hi.
Yeah. Yeah. Whereas if I was in a swamp and I saw a lantern, I was like, oh shit, there's a swamp person coming after me. You know,
yeah, run.
Yeah.
I play Point Lookout. Get out. do you think that, they think of humans as like how we think of capybaras. Like we're just kind of like stumbling into trouble and, you know, just kind of nature's dipshits.
I don't see a capybara as nature's dipshit. I see them as nature's.
Well, they're like super easygoing. It's like they would come along and hang out with any lantern haver, you know?
Yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah. Oh, man. I love looking at pictures of capybaras with other animals on top of them. It's very fun. I think maybe they see us as dipshits, but also I don't know how much like sentience they have. Let me see here. What's their 16. Intelligence? 16. Oh, so yeah. Basically the smartest person in the world.
They work at Google, Cole. Like it is the two O's in Google are actually these two will-o'-the-wisps.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.